Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, and welcome to Tea Time with Effie. That was just one of my favorite songs from one of my friends. It's actually his birthday today, and I thought, what a better way to start off this podcast by playing a little snippet of his song called Take My Hand, a beautiful love song, since the episode title for today is For the Love of Tea, Babies. Nathan Nash, I just want to say happy birthday to you. I hope you're having a beautiful day today and that the Lord may bless you for many, many more hits. So I just want to say, as I start off every week, thank you to everybody so much for tuning in today to Tea Time with Effie. Who the hell is this knocking on my door? Yes, who is it? It's Mrs. Brent. Come inside, Mrs. Brent. What the hell's going on?
Good afternoon, Effie. I do apologize. I know you're busy with your podcast, but I just came back from the store. Remember you'd asked me this morning to please go and buy your favorite shampoo? Well, I do apologize. I'm sorry I could not find it on any of the stores. I've gone to so many stores, but they just don't sell your shampoo or conditioner anymore of that brand that they're complete boo-ha is going on about.
Really? You couldn't find my shampoo?
I could not find your shampoo anywhere. I do.
Okay, so I'm just going to have to go back to something else. Probably going to have to use Sheen or something. Thank you so much, Mrs. Brown. Now, can you leave me to finish my sheet?
I apologize again.
Hey, y'all. I'm sorry. But this lady felt that this was the time for her to come up inside this room and try to tell me about a shampoo that they ain't selling in the stores anymore. How am I going to make my hair look beautiful if they don't sell this shampoo in the store? E-double-F-I-E. Hell to the no. That's the only shampoo that don't work for my hair. Shit. What am I supposed to use now? If anybody got any ideas of where I can find this shampoo or other good brand, maybe L'Oreal or Revlon or something, I don't know. I was using Tresemme for the rest of my life, for my entire life. Now you're going to tell me I can't find it in no store? Oh, I can't deal with this. Anywho, back to the matter at hand. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. As I said, today's episode is entitled For the Love of Tea. Baby, now when I tell you For the Love of Tea, y'all probably thinking, Effie, you ain't gonna be talking about how much you love tea. No, babies, I'm not gonna be talking about how much I love tea, even though I do love a strong brew. like I said, For the Love of Tea, we are going to be diving into my past relationships, babies, when I tell y'all, bitch been going through some shit in her lifetime. That's why I also started, was perfect that it's Nathan's birthday today to start off with Take My Hand playing earlier on. So that just set the mood a little bit. Because y'all know, it might not be any time close to Valentine's Day, baby. But today, we're going to be talking about the love of Effie. Yes, baby. Past men who have been in my life and who have helped shape me into the person that I am today. I can never take that away from nobody. The Lord sends people into your life to help shape you into the person that you is destined to become. So, without any further ado, let's get straight into this tea. Hold on, let a bitch take a sip. I like me some black tea. So, like I said, this episode is on relationships. I'm not giving anybody no advice. No, I'm just spilling some tea. Y'all can listen. like I said last week, whether you're listening to me while you're driving in your car, maybe you're laying on your bed with your earphones in, or you could be at the store trying to do your shopping, listening to me in your earphones. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Let us dive in. So, the first person I'm going to be talking about was the first man that I ever done loved. Like, for real. Now, I'm not talking about the Lord, because obviously he's the first man in my life, and then obviously my daddy. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the first boyfriend that ever came into my life. Babies, I gave all these people different names. I don't want nobody trying to come for me. Now, this guy, we're going to refer to him as James. I remember I was 19 years old, babies. Yes, 19 years old. And back then, I can't remember how he got in touch with me. But somehow, James got in touch with me. We started chatting on the phone. I think it was Mixit back then. We were talking, getting to know each other and everything. And this guy, baby, when I tell y'all he was established, when I tell y'all, babies, this dude, he had 3 cars. He had his own restaurant. Ooh, baby, I felt like I done fell in a pot of gold. So, what had happened was, we arranged for him to come and pick me up on this whatever day it was. Let's say it's a Tuesday. He came to pick me up on Tuesday, right? Came to pick me up around the corner because the bitch was still in the closet. Yes, babies, I was still in the closet. He done picked me up in his convertible harness. Now, y'all know a bitch ain't never stepped her foot into no convertible before. And this James, he had those blue eyes. Baby, y'all remember those blue eyes that the men's in Backstreet Boys had, that just sparkles in the sunlight? Ooh, yes, baby, he had that type of blue eyes. I'm not talking about the ice blue of Zac Efron. No, babies. I'm talking about that sky blue. It was just, when it looks into the sunlight, it sparkles. A bitch felt like she was Tinkerbell. You know, pick me up. We drove through to his house. Got there. He done made me a beautiful supper. I can't remember what the hell we eat, but it was beautiful. And he had all this alcohol in the cupboard. I was like, is you trying to open up a liquor store or something? He said, no, baby, I ain't trying to open up no liquor store. I just believe that you always got to have some alcohol in your cupboard so that if you have somebody over, you can ask them, what would you like to drink? Would you like a Chardonnay? Would you like a Pinotage? Would you like a cider? Would you like some hot stuff? Maybe a vodka? Brandy, babies, when I tell y'all see on the soapies when the people go into the big mansions and they have that somewhere on the cabinet, they have that brown liquor over there, people just taking shots. Yes, honeys, that's what this guy was coming from. James was on another level. I done felt like I done won the Powerball. Mm-hmm, babies. I thought I done won the Powerball. So, how long was we together? Let me think. I think we was, it wasn't a long time. I know it wasn't even 6 months, but this was my introduction into a real gay relationships. Yes. So, obviously, eventually, I came out of the closet, told my mama. My mama accepted me. Praise God for her. I praise God. I say thank you to Jesus every single day for a mama like her. She accepted me. And the reason, the main reason, now this is where the tea gets hot, babies. The main reason why I came out of the closet, like for real, was because James had planned for us to go away on a weekend away. Yes, we was going to go to a different province. And I thought, okay, on the real, Effie, you're going to have to spill this tea. You're going to have to tell your mama so that when you go with James to the place y'all was intended to go to, if anything happens on the road, you know, things happen. Sometimes things happen. If anything happens on the road, your mama knows, okay, Effie on her way with James to wherever the hell they going to. I'm not finna say where it was finna go. So, came out to my mama, like I said. Went back to him probably like a week or two later. I told him, came out of the closet. Now, babies, when I tell y'all, back then, I still had my own hair. Yeah. Like my own hair. Today, I got my own hair, too. I buy my hair at the store. But back then, I had my own hair. It done started growing from roots. Now, it don't happen that like that no more, babies. No, babies. I got hair on my head, but it don't grow past a certain length. I don't know what the hell going on. I don't know what the hell going on. Anyway, he done picked me up. Bitch, hair was blowing in the wind. Like I told y'all, he had a convertible, honey. Mm-hmm. Blowing in the wind, we drove down to his house. Now, he always used to take me to all these different type of places. There's a restaurant in Greenpoint. Y'all know which restaurant I'm talking about. I'm not trying to say the restaurant's name, but there's a restaurant in Greenpoint up the street from Spa. Y'all know where it is. Mm-hmm. We always used to go there for, you know, sundowner cocktails, beautiful dinner dates. He even introduced me to one of his friends. And we were just a beautiful clique, laughing, gyrating, going crazy in the sunlight, watching the sunset in the background. Me drinking on my alcohol. Y'all know a bitch love her some alcohol. So, when we got home that evening, I said to him, James, I got to tell you something, baby. He said to me, what is it, Effie? I said, baby, a bitch done got out of the closet. He said, you was hiding in the closet? I said, baby, how you gonna ask me that? Of course I was hiding in the closet. Shit, it was raining outside. Bitch had to find her some shelter. He said, what made you feel like you had to come out of the closet? I said, baby, I had to be real with myself. I had to be real with myself. Like, we in this relationships, I can't be coming to you every other weekend and making up stories about where I'm going to. No, James, I'm coming to you. I want to be honest with my mama. You know what I'm saying? He said, no, that's good, baby. I said, yes, and you said you was going to take me away for a weekend away. So I had to tell my mama that I'm a gay. And he said, yeah, that makes sense, because obviously I want to get her permission too before we go on through. I'm still trying to find a hotel and everything for us to book in or whatever. I said, yes, you a decent guy. Babies, when I tell y'all, you see what had happened, wolves. Time went by, the relationship was good. Mm-hmm. And obviously, made friends with his friends and everything. And then, all of a sudden, on this one morning, I get a message from him on the social media. Hey, Effie, I got to talk to you. I say, you got to talk to me? What you want? What you finna talk to me about? He said, baby, I have a confession to make. I said, oh, hell to the no. What? Is you married? What the hell's going on? No. He said, no, baby, I'm married. I said, okay, then what is it, honey child? He said to me, Effie, I'm going to have to put a stop to this relationship. Now, babies, when I tell y'all, this is 2 weeks before the weekend we were supposed to go away. 2 weeks before the weekend we were supposed to go away. He tried to tell me he going to leave me. After I jacket and came out of the closet for your ass. You gonna tell me you gonna leave me? Not that I came out of the closet for his ass, obviously. Like I told y'all, I had to be true with myself and with my family. But I was like, you really gonna break up with me 2 weeks before the weekend away? And after I done come out of the closet for your ass? He said, I don't want this to end in no type of crazy way or anything, but I got to keep it real with you. I said, okay, baby, spill this tea. He said to me, Effie, I'm actually in love with somebody else. I said, what? What the hell you done said to me? He said, Effie, I'm in love with somebody else. My heart belongs to somebody else. I said, how you gonna do me like that? You been cheating? He said, no, I ain't been cheating. I've been faithful to you for all this time that we've been together. I said, okay, so how your heart belongs to somebody else then? You're trying to tell me I'm some type of rebound chick or something? He said, no, baby, you wasn't no type of rebound. I need to know. Oh, I didn't realize that I still had the strong feelings for this person. I said, okay, so what now? He said, I'm going to have to break it up. I said, okay, so why did you get into the relationship with me then? Can you tell me? He said to me, on the real, the reason why I got into this relationship with you is because you remind me so much of this person that I'm in love with. I said, oh, so you trying to leave me for a double ganger? He said, yes, baby. He looks just like you. I said, hell to the no. How you gonna do me like this? He said, I apologize, but I can't go on pretending to you and pretending to myself that my heart is with you and my heart belongs to somebody else. I said, baby, well, the heart wants what it wants. You be blessed. And that was the end of that relationship. Babies, when I tell y'all, I was so upset. Heartbroken, my first real heartbreak. I was like, how this man go do me like this? He had all these cars. He had all these restaurants. He go leave me. Shit, a bitch wanted to get into the wheel. I'm just joking with y'all. Anywho, few months go by, probably not even a few months. A lot of months went by. Now, I'm not trying to tell y'all about all my exes, no. Let's move on to chapter 2. Yes, babies, this one we're going to say his name, Leonardo. Mm-hmm. Now, Leonardo, I had met when I was in my younger teens, babies. In my younger teens. Now, babies, when I tell y'all, I used to be a dancer. Mm-hmm. A ballroom and Latin American dancer. You couldn't tell me nothing on the dance floor. I had met him through the dancing. And we became friends because somehow we was in the same section. You know, bronze, silver, gold, up to novice. We was in the same section, dancing against each other every weekend. Not every weekend, but whenever there was a competition. So we had this friendship. Y'all know what I'm saying? But I didn't know that he was gay. I didn't know that he was gay. He didn't know that I was gay neither. So we just had this friendship. Y'all know what I'm saying? So this one evening, I'm at my house, right? I was watching something on the TV. I don't know if it was Keeping Up with the Kardashians or something. I was watching something on the telly, babies. I get this knock on my door. My best friend from across the road. She comes over. She says to me, Effie, Shelly T wants to talk to you. I say, Shelly T? Why is Shelly T trying to talk to me? Now, Shelly T is also a nickname. So I invite them inside. They came into my room, right? They came into my room. Whitney and Shelly T came into my room. I said, Shelly T, what the hell going on? He says, Effie, I have met this guy. I say, yes. He says to me, but he's moving a little bit too fast for me. I said, okay, so what you trying to tell me? He says, Effie, I am here to bless you on this evening. I said, you trying to bless me? What you trying to do? He said, Effie, I think the two of y'all will fit perfectly together. I said, how you know this shit? He said, baby, he's a dancer too. I said, for real, for real? He said, yes. I said, okay. Now, this is before I was introduced to Leonardo as a gay. Obviously, I know Leonardo, but I didn't know he was a gay yet. Shelly T trying to bless me this evening. I said, okay, so what's finna happen now? They said, get dressed. We's finna take a walk down to his house. I say, y'all really trying to put me on the spot? They say, baby, don't worry. He's very sweet, everything. Whitney laughing. I said, Whitney, how you gonna do me like that? You could have given a bitch a heads up. She said, Effie, I didn't know. Shelly T just came over here trying to tell me he tried to bless you. I said, okay. Bitch got dressed, brushed her hair, put on her most sparkling earrings. We took a walk down. Took a walk down to Leonardo's house. We got there. Knocked on the door. Shelly T says, Effie, you ready? I say, I'm ready, baby. Leonardo opens up the door. I get the shock of my life. I'm like, Leonardo? He says, Effie? And we bust out laughing. We're hugging each other. We're like, oh my God, I didn't know you was gay. He said, I didn't know you was gay neither. Shelly T says, what the hell going on here? I say, you was the one who told me he's a dancer. So, but you didn't tell me he was a ballroom and Latin American dancer too. I know him. We've been friends for many years. Anywho, he invites us into the house, makes us some coffee, offers us some chocolate. So, we're sitting there, we're talking. Eventually, Shelly T and Whitney leaves the house. And, they leave the house. I stay over there with Leonardo. We get to talking, and one thing led to another. And all of a sudden, we decide, okay, we're going to get into this relationship. I said, okay, baby. So we get into this relationship, right? It was beautiful now. When I tell y'all, we had already been friends for some years. So the feelings came through very strongly, from my side at least, very quickly. Because, you know, you already have this love for your friend. So now you're in a relationship with that friend. And, you know, things just getting all the more spicy. Anywho, introduce him to my mama. My mama had already known him. Even my sister knew him already, Leonardo. Anywho, time goes by. I can't even, it wasn't a long relationship neither, baby. When I tell y'all, my relationships didn't last long for shit. Things even got so bad, not so bad, but got so heated that my friend Whitney and my other friend Bronwyn, we would go down there, and eventually one of my friends started dating Leonardo's brother, and we were just like, oh baby, we're gonna be sisters-in-law. We're gonna be sisters-in-law. We was a big happy family until one evening, babies. When I tell y'all, it always happens on the evening. A boyfriend messages her. I'm sitting over at her house. He says to her, Brittany, something is happening over here. Brittany says, what? He says, Brittany, something's happening over here, and I don't want whatever's going to happen between Effie and Leonardo to affect our relationship. I'd be looking at Brittany. I said, Brittany, what? You better spill this tea. She says, baby, hold on. Let me ask him what's going on. She speaks to Leonardo's brother, right? Talking on the phone. I start shivering Baby, you know when you get really angry, you get those shivers. She puts the phone down. She said, Effie, I don't know how to tell this to you. I said, Brittany, you better spill this tea. She said, Effie, there's somebody down, somebody at the house. I say, what? Who is there? She says, Leonardo X. I say, oh, hell to the no. Really? Again? Last time it was a double ganger. Now it's going to be X. What the hell wrong with me? Why can't a bitch just find some love? So we ask her mama for her car. Drive down. Take a drive down. Right? We get there. We see this ex car parked in the driveway. Oh, hell to the no. Park in front of the house. I'm like, why he gets to park his car in the driveway? When I come down with my mama car, I gotta park on the stoop. And who? We get out of the car, knock on the door. The ex opens up the door. Baby, when I tell you, if looks could kill, the both of us would have been dead, the look that we done gave each other. So I walk past him and go to the back of the house, because Leonardo's room was right at the back of the house, babies. Walk to the back of the house. I said, you better tell me what the hell's going on over here. How you gonna have him over here? But you done told me you couldn't see me this evening because you was too busy with work or you were tired of something. In the meantime, he here. What the hell's going on? You better tell me. He says to me, Effie, please, just sit down. So I sit down. He asks the ex, just give me some time. Ex goes outside. He says to me, Effie, maybe if it was a different lifetime. I said, different lifetime? Baby, this ain't no Disney play. This is the life that we're living now. You trying to tell me a different lifetime or a different timeline? Hell to the no. You better spill this tea. What the hell you trying to tell me? He says to me, Effie, I'm still in love with my ex. I say, oh, hell to the no. How you gonna do me like this? Not again, Lord. What did I do in my past life to be punished like this? Why all these men trying to leave me for somebody else? Hell to the no. The bitch shed a few tears. I said, it's fine. Left the house, heartbroken, babies. When I tell y'all, the next morning, I didn't go to university. Woke up in the bed. Baby, when I tell y'all, I had loved him so much. I think this was the first time that I really, really loved somebody. Now, obviously, y'all know it's because we was already friends, so the feelings grew very quickly. Anywho, I'm laying up in the bed, and babies, I'm crying. I'm crying. I put on the CD player. I put on my Toni Braxton greatest hits. Babies, when I tell y'all, how could an angel break my heart? Breathe again. He wasn't man enough for me. All these songs I'm listening, when I tell y'all, I'm laying there, I'm crying. I had never cried like that in a long time. Up until that time, I had never had my heart broken like that yet. Y'all know what I'm saying? So anywho, that is chapter 2. Leonardo, he done broke my heart. Babies, now when I tell y'all, that was the first time when I realized, bitch, you gonna have to build up some type of wall. You gonna have to protect your heart. Protect your heart, baby, and don't be falling so quickly. Don't be falling so quickly. Give yourself time. Give yourself time to grow in love. I said, okay, subconscious, I hear you. I hear you, baby. Now, y'all remember episode 1 I told y'all of the ex that I'm burned up my drag? Now with him, I was, like I said last week, I was with him for a long time. We was engaged. We was going to have babies and everything. But that relationship didn't work out. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on him, but that relationship didn't work out. But one thing that that relationship taught me is that, bitch, you is a strong individual. You is very strong. You can take a lot. You didn't know that you was able to be the strong, because I'm normally the shy type. I'm normally the shy type, babies. But with that relationship, because it lasted for 5 years, obviously you really grow and, you know, learn off of your partner and all these things. Up until today, we're fine. We're not the best of friends, but we're acquaintances. Yes. And if there's one thing, or maybe two things, that he really introduced me to, was two good friends that I've had, Renee and Finay. Great friendships that has been built in that time. Are we still friends up until today? Still friends up until today. And also the other thing, he was a very spiritual person. Babies, when I tell y'all, we used to go to the church house. We used to go by the church house, babies. And a bitch got so much more closer to the Lord. Closer to the Lord, babies, when I tell y'all, y'all know I love me some Michelle Williams. But this time, I was introduced to the Hillsong Church. Babies, when I listen to their music, beautiful. Y'all know the song Oceans? That's only one of their many beautiful Christian songs. Very beautiful. And I thank him for that. I thank him for drawing me closer to God. He done draw me closer to God. Now, babies, when I tell y'all, we almost reached the end of this episode. But let's move on to chapter 4. Chapter 4, babies. After I done broke up with Kevin. Yes, I gave him a different name. After we done parted ways, I done met up with this other guy called Devon. Babies, when I tell y'all, this relationship, it didn't start very quickly after me and Kevin. It probably only started like a year or two after me and Kevin. And we was living very far. Ooh, we was living far from each other. Babies, when I tell y'all, many kilometers, I probably travel 3 to 4 hours to get to his house. Mm-hmm. Met his mama, everything, beautiful family. And y'all know what? He belonged to the same church as me. Not Hillsong, but the church I was born into. Old Apostolic. Mm-hmm. So, the relationship went good. But then something happened. I started realizing, Devon, he trying to chat to me all day, every day. All day, every day. Babies, when I tell y'all, if I didn't respond in 10 minutes, he'd be losing his mind. Where you at? Did something happen? Is you okay? Is he still there? Did they rob you? What the hell going on? Why you not responding to me? What the hell? I can't be responding all the time. A bitch busy, bitch got shit to do. Yes, he say, he turned things around and said, no, I just wanted to, hey, how you doing, baby? I said, you can't be chatting to me 25 hours out of a 24-hour day. How you gonna do me like that? Don't do me like that. You trying to, why you so obsessed with me? How you gonna do me like that? Stop it. You gonna leave me? I'm gonna leave you. I ain't got time. Relationship went on. He met a lot of my friends. Like I said, met his family, his sister, his mama, cousins, even his grandmama. Everybody. Beautiful, beautiful family. Until this one evening. Now, I don't know if y'all seen the trend. Things always happening in the evening time. Babies, when I tell y'all. I go out with my friends. Last episode, I talk about these two friends. It was a couple. Don't put me in drag the first time. Y'all remember? Mm-hmm. Went out with the two of them and one of their younger sister. We went to mutual friends that we met through them, right? We're sitting there at Auntie, let's say Auntie Claire. We sit at Auntie Claire's house, Me, my one friend, Peyton, and Peyton's sister. Sitting there. Devon be messaging me. He be blowing up my phone like crazy. Blowing up my phone. After I done told him. I'm going out with my friends this evening. I'm not going to be able to chat to you, baby. I'm not going to be able to chat to you because it is not nice to be sitting in a company on your phone. It's not nice. He said, no, it's fine, baby. I'm just going to check in with you every time. Bitch, babies, when I tell y'all, hold on. Let me sip some of this tea. Ooh, you making me thirsty. Thank you, Jesus. Babies, he said he was just going to check in every now and then. When I tell y'all, he didn't stop chatting to me until I left that evening. Did we leave the evening? Yeah, we probably left like after 12, after 1. That was all long before curfew. Eventually, I say to my friend's sister, because he called on my phone. I said, can you answer this phone, please, baby? And say to Devon that I'm sleeping. I'm drunk. I done passed out. Just say that to him. So she answers the phone. She said, hey, Devon. Devon cried. She said, what's wrong? He said, if you're not responding to me. She said, Devon, you need to calm the hell down. You need to calm down. You need to calm down. Effie is sleeping, baby. He says, I'm just trying to check up on Effie. She says, you've been checking up for the past 5 hours that we've been here. She done told you we're going out. She can't be sitting on her phone all evening time. And yet you still continue to do it? I know that y'all saw. At that time, babies, when I tell y'all, remember, I said that my first song I performed at the open mic was Starving of Hailee Steinfeld. That was also our relationship song. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Baby, that was our song. She said, baby, I know your song is Starving. But you're going to have to calm the hell down. I told you Effie's sleeping. Devon continues crying. She puts off the phone. I said, thank you, baby. Thank you for helping me. But I don't know how much longer I'm going to have to. How am I going to have to deal with this? For how much longer? For the love of tea, how am I going to deal with this? He wants to chat to me 25 hours out of a 24-hour day. I ain't got the time. Anywho, we continue to party. Drinking at Auntie Claire's house. We were drinking, socializing, beautiful, listening to the music. Me and my one friend even did my choreography for Look But Don't Touch when we was drunk enough. Did that choreography, everything. And Devon just keeps on messaging, calling. I say, hell to the no. I don't put off my phone. There was nothing wrong with my battery, babies. Nothing wrong with my battery at all. I just put my phone off. I said, hell to the no. You ain't going to do me like this. You're going to make me crazy. This is some kind of dangerous love. Put my phone off. The night continued. The next morning, I woke up on a Saturday. I remembered because it was April Fool's Day, babies. It was April Fool's Day. Woke up, put on my phone. Babies, when I tell y'all, I probably had over 50 messages from Devon. I said, hell no. Hell to. I even got a call from Devon mama and Devon auntie with a voicemail too. Auntie trying to tell me, Effie, what the hell's going on? Why are you not messaging Devon? Devon really loves you. Please, you need to get back to him and all this shit. I said, oh, so you're going to get your family involved now too. When I done told you, I even done sent you a selfie of everybody who was at Auntie Claire's house last night. Still you don't trust me? Who am I supposed to be with? Shit. I messaged him. I said to him, baby, for the love of tea, this is not going to work for me. He said, please don't, please don't, please don't, please, please don't do this to me. I said, I'm not doing this to you, baby. You done did this to yourself. I done told you. I love you, but I am not going to be dealing with this shit for any longer. And that was the end of that, babies. That evening, I performed at the pageant. Guess what song I performed? He Wasn't Man Enough for Me, Toni Braxton. Now, that is what I sometimes do. That is what I do. Actually, I like to perform breakup songs for some odd reason. Because you just really get to put all your emotions on that stage. Yes, babies, when I tell y'all. So that was The Love of Tea. I hope y'all enjoyed episode 2 with FES Scandalo today. Like I always say, whether you were sitting on your bed, listening through your earphones, maybe you was driving in your car, or maybe you was in the store, walking around doing your grocery shopping, listening to me in your earphones once again, I want to say thank you to you for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. And once again, happy birthday, Nathan Nash. I hope you have a beautiful day and that the Lord will bless you for many more beautiful years and that our friendship will grow from strength to strength. I say thank you. Y'all be blessed.